Several times a year, we like to catch up with the folks at our outstanding great parks of Hamilton County. So it's my pleasure to welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Kimberly Whitten, Marketing and Communications Coordinator. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys got some money. Tell us about that.
We are very fortunate to have a partnership with REI, and this is the third year. They've given us a $10,000 grant, and that is used to support the Great Parks Volunteer Stewardship Program, which has a lot to do with reforestation, habitat preservation, things of that nature. So it's a way that we can engage volunteers to come out to the parks and be able to participate in things like that.
I'll just mention, if folks don't know what REI is.
It's an outdoor outfitter, basically. And the one that we are closely associated with is the one that's in Rookwood here in Cincinnati, in Rookwood Commons.
What will they be supporting with the grant this year?
This year is going to be for a reforestation project. It's actually on October 4th. It's at Sharon Woods. So that should be a really great opportunity for people to come out. And I know a lot of people love Sharon Woods.
And reforestation, that's literally you are planting new trees.
Absolutely. And it helps to replace those trees that have been affected by invasive insects such as emerald ash borer. We just plant trees to help revitalize nature in the forest.
The volunteer stewardship program at the Great Parks, you probably have hundreds of volunteers, I imagine.
Over 700.
Can you tell us how people can get involved? Who are you looking for? Are there age limitations or other criteria, any special abilities or knowledge? Do you do a training process? Just kind of run through that.
We offer long-term, short-term, one-time, and corporate. The long-term is one where people want to be part of the park district, the program, the volunteer program. There is training for that. And then you're a constant volunteer. You're somebody that can come out to the parks and do anything from stewardship stuff or administrative or working at Nature's Niche or a variety of things that you can do. As far as short term, we kind of focus more on scouts, like scout projects, community service, more of like, you know, trying to fulfill a badge or fulfill some sort of hours that you need to complete. And then we have one time, which is typically on a Saturday for a few hours. That's pretty good for students and like community groups that just want to come out and do a one day thing. And then corporate is through a Great Parks Foundation, which is more for organization businesses to connect with the community and to also, it creates team building for that organization and it really gets people involved and outdoors and really participating in different volunteer projects. Different organizations like U.S. Bank, GE, they've all participated in that program and they continue to. And then overall, I mean, as a volunteer, there's really no age limit. We do ask that kids who are 14 and under to be with an adult just for safety reasons and such. For these short-term, one-time and corporate projects, there's not really a particular training, so to speak, like there would be with the long-term. But we do have staff, Great Park staff, who do go over information with people, like why are we doing this particular project, what you need to do to complete this project, how this project will benefit the parks in the future. So it's a really big benefit for people to come out and help us with our volunteer projects. It's great.
So we've got a lot of opportunities for folks. You've got some specific projects that you can share with us. Might pique some folks' interest.
Our more popular ones are one-time, open-to-the-public volunteer opportunities that you can find in our Go Guide, you can find in the website. As always, advanced registration is required for all of our volunteer events because we like to know who's coming, just kind of get prepared and what kind of materials we need to be able to make the project happen. We have one coming up September 27th. It's National Public Lands Day at Glenwood Gardens. And this is actually part of a bigger thing with Taking Root, which is a bunch of organizations that are coming together across the region. And the regional goal is by 2020 to plant 2 million trees. So Great Parks of Hamilton County has made a goal to contribute to that, to plant 60,000 trees by 2016. And this particular volunteer event on the 27th at Glenwood is going to fulfill that. So that's exciting.
Do you need to bring your own shovel? Or any other tools? Or do you supply all those things?
We typically supply them. Mm-hmm. If people want to bring them, we're not going to stop you, you know, if you want. But we typically try to provide as much of the tools and materials that you need as possible.
And you get at least a demonstration of how to plant.
Absolutely. So how to plant. Yeah. And then we always suggest people bring gloves because you never know. I mean, you're handling things that could poke you and everything. So it's good to bring gloves. The next one would be October 4th. And that is the REI tree planting, which is a big part of the $10,000 REI grant that we've received. And that's going to be out at Sharon Woods. And people, again, are going to be planting trees, reforestation effort. And thanks to REI, the perk, volunteers get free lunch and some other goodies that are provided by them. So that's really, really neat. And then October 25th, we have Make a Difference Day. It's the nation's largest community service day, so we're really happy to be participating in that. That's at Woodland Mound, Arm Leader, and Winton Woods. At Woodland Mound, we're going to do tree planting. Arm Leader, we're going to do park litter pickup. And then at Winton Woods, we're going to do invasive honeysuckle removal. And then we'll wrap up fall with October 25th, Clean Sweep of the Great Miami River. It's out at Shawnee Lookout, and free T-shirts will be provided to volunteers.
Those are both on the same day, just two different
exactly,
parts.
Two different places.
And
actually, four different places.
What do you think the parks would be like if you didn't have any volunteers?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different projects. I mean, there's events, there's programs, there's even stuff administratively that we would not be able to accomplish without their help and their dedication. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely amazing, these volunteers, how much time and effort they spend. I mean, just for example, with our long-term volunteers, we have over 700. In 2013, they contributed 72,241 hours. I mean, if you put dollars on that, it's just unbelievable.
Absolutely. So. And what are some of the benefits? I know, obviously, you feel good, you're outdoors, you're learning some new skills. But are there other benefits for volunteering at the parks?
Camaraderie. You feel like a family. I hear that a lot among our volunteers. It's a lot of connection. We definitely recognize our volunteers for their service. We have volunteer recognition events every year. We have volunteers that have been with us for 30, 35, 40 years. It's just, it's absolutely amazing. And so there's a reason why they stick around. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, I think, the mission of the parks and how enjoyable it is to be part of that.
Who is your overall volunteer coordinator?
Chris Rozelle. She's amazing. And then her assistant, Linda Searcy. She's actually going to be retiring this year. So we'll be saying farewell to her in October. But I know that the team will still keep moving on, and we'll keep our volunteers just happy and healthy and having a good time.
You know? Hopefully grow them.
Absolutely.
So to speak.
No pun intended.
Well, let's do a quick shout out for your Shakespeare event in the park that you still will have one left performance on August 24th.
That's going to be a great event. It's actually going to be Macbeth, which a lot of people are big fans of Macbeth. And it's presented by the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, which I know many people have heard of. That's going to be out at Miami Whitewater Forest at the harbor area. So it's a beautiful backdrop for an evening of enjoying some Shakespeare. And it's free. You can come out, bring a lawn chair, enjoy the show. I mean, they're going to have turkey legs. They're going to have people playing music of that time period. Just creates that ambiance, a lot of different things, children's crafts, activities.
So that's what starts at 5:30 and then the performance at 7.
Right.
That's Shakespeare in the Park, Macbeth on August 24th at Miami Whitewater.
Absolutely. Come join us.
Well, thanks to you and everybody behind the scenes and all the volunteers who make our park so great.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Kimberly Whitten. She's the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for our great parks of Hamilton County. For more information about how you can volunteer and the other events and programs and activities happening at our great parks, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey-Allgaier.